Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight this day, through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you are visiting with us today at St. Mark, I am currently preaching a somewhat biographical sermon on six of the 12 disciples. We've already had messages on the Apostle Peter and Judas Iscariot. Copies of those messages are on the back table along with Pastor Mark's Easter message. Easter messages are great to go and share with people that don't generally make church. So feel free to stop by and pick one or all of them up. The six messages are mostly based on a series done by a Reverend Richard File, which is titled Walking with Those Who Walk with Jesus. I have used other sources as well. And we've been warming up for the main message, haven't we? By having a quickie quiz of six questions. You earn points for each question you answer correctly, and you're encouraged to keep track of them. There are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 points in that order. And anyone getting 50 or more is encouraged to let me know at the door. You're not bragging. I really would like to know who hits 50 or more. So the first question is worth 5 points. How many books of the Bible were written by the Apostle John? And you need to think the correct answer before I announce it. And the answer is, there were 5 books. Remember or record your 5 points if you earned it. And the second question is worth 10 points. John had an older brother who was also a disciple. What was his name? Answer, his name was James. The third question coming up is worth 15 points. How old was John believed to be when he died? Now, we can't be absolutely sure on this. It's not in the Bible. It comes from other sources. And the answer would be, he was believed to be about 100 years old. I'll give you one either side. You can still count it correct, okay? 99 to 101. So it's pretty sure that he was in there. The fourth question earns you 20 points. John's older brother, James, was murdered because of his faith and witness. Who had him killed? Answer, King Herod. Fifth question, 25 points. Jesus called James and John a special name on at least one occasion. And his name had 3 words. The first word was sons. The second word was of. Do you know what the third word was? Answer, thunder. They were called sons of thunder. And our last question is worth 30 points if you were in church last week and were listening carefully to my announcements. You got the answer to this question. Okay? Near to the end of his life, John was imprisoned for a time in an island prison camp. What was the name of the island for 30 points? And the answer is Patmos. Hope you did well. We've had a lot of people clear 50 points the last time, I'm happy to say. So that was good that people are paying attention. And I learned something by doing the quiz. I hope you learned something by taking it. So today, I am speaking about John, the apostle of love. But listen to this from Luke 9. As the time approached for him, that's Jesus, to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. And when the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to destroy them?" And Jesus turned and rebuked them. And they went to another village. Well, that certainly didn't sound very loving. Listen also, this isn't recorded in Mark 10. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, that could have been a question too. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "And teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked them. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. And Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." And when the 10 heard about this, the 10 being the other 10 disciples, they became indignant with James and John. And Jesus then went on to teach them a lesson connecting what really is greatness for a Christian. Greatness for a Christian is being a good servant to others. Now, you may have been surprised at the passages I just read. I didn't read them to put down John and James. You were probably surprised because John does not seem much like an apostle of love in these passages. But that was his early life. You know, Jesus is the great transformer. And John aged well. And there were times, like all of us, when he came up short. There were times he was harsh and a little self-seeking. That's where you end up. That's the most important. And John ended up being loving, kind, and humble. There are indications that he was highly regarded by Jesus. When Jesus was dying on the cross, John seems to be the only one of the 12 who was there. And Jesus gave him the responsibility of taking care of Jesus' mother when our Lord was hanging on the cross. There's an example for you on Mother's Day. The respect our Lord showed even at that so difficult of a time for his mother, and upholding the law of honoring your mother and father. John seems to have been the only one who stuck with Jesus all the way on the night when Jesus was betrayed and arrested. And when the Lord instituted Holy Communion on the night when he was arrested, who was the one that was leaning and resting up against Jesus? It was John. John was a very prominent disciple, but he was prominent because he had learned his lesson of what is success for a Christian. You don't get there by trying to succeed or seeking success or recognition. You get there by serving others. And John is often mentioned through the book of Acts until Acts 12, where an explanation is given how his life was really shook up at that time. Why? His brother James was martyred with the sword on the order of King Herod. Herod had other big plans too. Peter was also captured and put in chains. with 16 guards. Well, 16 guards isn't quite enough to turn back God. That night, the Lord sent an angel to free Peter, chained with 16 guards. And that resulted in King Herod putting the entire group of 16 guards to death. And John sort of disappears from the New Testament record after that. Years later, we have Galatians 2 referring to him and James and Peter as being pillars of the church. But he then disappears from the written word for a long time, during which it was found out he served 7 churches in a remote area in Asia Minor. And finally, this disciple who desired to sit next to Jesus in his coming kingdom wound up in exile, sleeping in a cold cave, on some occasions with a rock as his pillow, in Patmos. After about 50 years of quiet, humble service. But God had a good reason for keeping him around. And as I said, it's generally believed that God inspired him to write the 5 books, the Gospel of John, Revelation, and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. We have to go outside of the Bible to find out how people saw John at the end of his life. Jerome, who was a contemporary of John, wrote a commentary on Galatians. And in it, Jerome described how people saw John at the end of his life. Jerome said, and I quote, "They saw him as a very gentle, old, saintly man, so frail that they had to carry him into his Ephesian church, and that is where he died. He was confined to a chair there. But what do you think his last message to the church was? They wrote it down. He undoubtedly got it from the teachings of Jesus. He said, love one another." And that's a big part of the reason why he is remembered as the apostle of love. That's why we say he aged well. How about you? This is my job as a pastor. I'm not judging anyone. Are you aging well? Are you aging like John did? More and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. When you think about it, grapes can teach us something here. For grapes, under careful attention from a wine dresser, become fine wine. But left to their own, they become vinegar. So would you say, judge yourself, would you say you're on your way to being a fine wine? Or as you sit here this morning, have you turned into vinegar? Are you aging well? Jesus changed John into a powerful witness with the ministry of our Lord's word. Jesus is the transformer. John in his writings liked to stress things like God's grace and God's love. Tell you this, John would not have been too happy with what's going around here in the year 2018 in colleges and universities and other places where we have teachers trying to tell young people that there are no absolutes. John knew better. to John, things were black and white. And there certainly are absolutes. John walked with Jesus and talked with Jesus. We have a first-hand observer here, people. He saw the miracles Jesus did. He saw Him die on the cross. And He saw Him after He was raised from the dead. He saw Him ascend into heaven. And John closed the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John with these words. Quote, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. Through the eyes and words of John this morning, sealed with a lifetime of faithful service, we review the truth, and others can come to know the truth. And there is nothing, nothing on earth that a person needs to know more. Amen.